Now, we're still here at the Shekinah Charity Shop on Union Street, and I thought I would actually chat to someone actually from Shekinah, and I'm joined now by Joe Bailey, who is part of Shekinah in Shekinah Grow. Joe, first of all, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Hello, nice to meet you too.
Now, tell us about Shekinah Grow. Now, I've known about Shekinah Grow for a while, obviously, through Walnut Lodge, Shrublands, Endeavour House, that sort of thing. But for people who are listening to the show at the moment, what exactly is Shekinah Grow?
Okay, Shekinah Grow is our land-based recovery project. So we work with people, anyone in recovery, and certainly focus around well-being right now after COVID. Everyone seems to be in recovery. So we offer a variety of courses land-based, so it could be forestry, horticulture, we do wood carving, grow our own things, veg and fruit, and a lot of nature connection activities, bird counts, mindfulness, mindful of bird watching, pond dipping, and crafts through nature.
It sounds absolutely amazing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this is all out, or the base of it is at Ockham Farm over in Preston.
We're a bit opposite Ockham Farm. We're right. Not past part of Ockham Farm, but a lot of people think we are, but we are opposite. So, but we are a very beautiful site. We've got 2.5 acres there, log cabins, open barns, wild meadow, beehives, and all our raised beds and polytunnels.
Wow, that sounds quite impressive. I like the beehives idea. Myself and co-presenter Jen were talking about bees. Homegrown honey good for hay fever?
Well, supposedly, yeah. If you take local honey, the next season it can cure hay fever. And I certainly experienced that. It worked for me. This is what I've been told. I know. Expert by any means, but so local honey is like, well, it's great anyway, it tastes delicious, so what could be wrong with that? But yeah,
thank you, Jen. So how did you get involved with Shekinah Grow?
I started volunteering about 7 years ago and then came onto the staff team initially as part-time, and now I'm full-time project coordinator, and I have been for the last 5 years.
Excellent. It must be really rewarding because, as I say, being in recovery myself, I know a lot of people that have attended Shekinah Grow, and they've all said they've got so much out of it. What would you say is kind of like the best thing for people when they go out there? What sort of, you know, rewarding experiences can they expect?
I think primarily with Grow, it's a very safe place. You can come and be yourself. You don't need to carry an ego, which some people feel that they need to beyond our gate. People can also connect with nature. And just relax and learn new things, try new things without pressure, and try different things as opposed to sitting in a classroom-based scenario. We've got a lot of people with a lot of skills and strengths that come up there, and it's a great opportunity to share those.
It sounds absolutely marvellous. Well, Joe, thank you so much for coming onto the show, appearing with me in the stock room at the Shekinah Charity Shop. And hopefully we'll be able to chat with you again, maybe on the show in the studio.
Perfect. Yeah. Or you're very welcome to come and see Grow.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.